Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. We're continuing our discussions of the Ten Commandments as given by God to Moses at Mount Sinai for the Israelites. And we have a second part that we want to study about this fifth commandment that teaches us to honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. One of the reasons the children of Israel lost the promised land is because they failed to honor their father and mother. We have studied thus far that the home is a God-given institution, and we are to respect that home, and we are to respect the father and mother who are the leaders in that home. Children have an obligation toward their parents. It seems that some children sometimes grow up thinking that it's rather smart to defy their parents. But friend, that is not the way God would have it to be. Children are not smarter than their parents. Their parents have been down the way. Now, many parents are not respectable. We understand that. We're talking about parents that are honorable. Children are to honor honorable fathers and mothers. And we've learned that this is a God-given commandment. Christ set the example for doing this, and we are to follow in his footsteps. Now, what some have seemed like never did learn, that the honoring of parents does not end when the child reaches adulthood and leaves under the immediate parental supervision. They have responsibility for their parents in the parents' old age. And I want to suggest something in addition to that just now. Honoring parents does not end with the death of the parents. It only ends with the death of the child. Holding parents in honor, in precious memory, is to continue to honor father and mother. How sweet and reassuring, indeed comforting and strengthening it is to recall the days of youth when the hands of father and mother were tending to our needs and guiding our hearts, showing us by word and deed the way that we should go. And friend, when parents have crossed Jordan, those who have been so blessed to have had godly parents, they will come to appreciate more and more what benefits they received from their parents, and they honor their parents though their parents are no longer in their midst. There are some things that ought not be done that some confuse with honoring parents. We realize that in some societies there is that which is called ancestor worship. Well, only God is to be worshipped. Civilization that have engaged in ancestor worship have distorted their relationship to their parents and to God. Placing the will of parents before the will of God is to gain priorities or to get priorities all confused. There are some who will never become Christians. They have never become children of God because their parents were not Christians. They'll say, well, my father and mother didn't become a Christian and I'm going to be like them. Friend, that's not honoring parents. That's dishonoring God. And some hold the church back at times in its mission because, well, their parents used to do things differently. Now, to be sure, when our parents follow the truth and when we follow the truth, we will walk the same path with our fathers and mothers. But it's only because we're both following God's truth. But now with the changing of situations and conditions, and that change is inevitable along the way of life, there may be various means of doing the same work that God wants done. We should not be so wedded to such things once devised by our foreparents that we do not utilize what might be a more efficient and productive means of accomplishing the same goal. Now, this would be an improper attitude toward parents. That's putting parents before good common sense. At the same time, the tried and proven means and methods of parents should not be cast aside hurriedly simply for the sake of doing things differently. It seems that some are wedded to the idea we've got to change things and doing them differently. Well, why doing them differently? We dare not fall into the deceptive manner that things that are new are always the best. To have the attitude that some display is to always do things differently, and that may reflect that we have more concern for what is new than for what is true. But neither does this fifth commandment include the adoration of self-appointed ecclesiastical leaders who call upon people to address them as father, a claim of spiritual parenthood over the others. Jesus said in Matthew 23 and verse 9, "Call no man your father on the earth, for one is your father, even he who is in heaven." Now, of course, this does not forbid calling our male parent by the term father, because the Holy Spirit uses the term in that sense many times in Scripture. It does forbid using the term with reference to a spiritual title and a distinction, looking to such a one as an elevated one in rank, as if he was our go-between between us and God. Romanism, as well as other religions, has grossly violated this teaching of Christ, calling their priest father. Friend, this practice is wrong. It should be discontinued. Christ said, "Call, O man, your father upon the earth." That's in a religious sense. Now, what is true the best way to honor your parents? Friend, it is to live a godly and decent life before all men as God's child. That's the crown of glory, an everlasting glory for fathers and mothers. The greatest honor a child can bestow upon his parents is to live a consecrated, faithful Christian life. This builds for the parents a monument that shall endure after the passing away of father and mother and child. The true honor begins with genuine love for parents. It's manifested even in little things, like keeping in contact with them, showing interest in the lives of parents, as well as doing things for them that need to be done. Sending letters, making calls, providing gifts, certain remembrances, words and visits, honoring their views and respecting their advice. These are things that parents may lawfully claim and they have a right to expect from their children. And we should speak respectfully of our parents. We should always refrain from abusing them, to be sure. We should be conscious of their feelings. We should try to make their day bright as possible. All are ways and means of showing honor to parents, which they deserve. And even when one is married and one's first loyalty is to his or her mate, that's no cause to dishonor one's parents. Honoring parents brings blessings to the child as well as to the parent. You see, virtue has its own reward. The serenity of conscience, it's likened unto the peace that passeth understanding. One who honors his parents will most likely rear children who will in turn honor them. The Jews were promised a long existence in Canaan if they honored their parents, and their dishonor of their parents and loss of respect for parental and divine authority, that's what cost them their happiness and cost them their continued possession of the land. You see, there are two types of failures in the parent-child relationship. One is the slackened discipline of children, even almost to the point of abandonment. Parental authority has no doubt in our day been weakened by the poisonous philosophies that will tell the parent, "Let the child express himself without discipline, lest you warp his personality." Ah, friend, time has proven repeatedly that the most warped personality walking among men today are those people who have been spared discipline. Neving learning self-control. Neving having been properly taught the difference between right and wrong. Punishment for wrongs committed. Restraint wisely and firmly applied. That's a blessing to the one who receives it. It is God's way of teaching respect, and one cannot show respect apart from it. One cannot and will not be surpassed and equaled by the devices of men, especially those who are created by people who really don't care for the spirit of man. They don't care for the existence of God. Sparing proper discipline has produced an age where, well, people look upon rape, arson, murder, other inhumanities one toward another, and they don't look upon it as shameful and disgraceful as it is. It used to be considered a shame, and it used to be disgraceful to dishonor parents. Righteousness, restraint, respect for parents and other authorities, these are acquired traits. It's not something that we just simply inherit. They must be taught, and they must be learned, and they must be obeyed. What failure has been the sorry lot of many parents and children in their lives in this score? A second type of failure is the domineering, autocratic, dictatorial parent who fails to properly consider the personal dignity and worth of the life and the soul of the child. Paul said, "Father, provoke not your children to wrath." Oh, that's been violated so many times, sometimes by well-meaning parents. Children are like coiled springs when they are born, pressed down at birth, but they must eventually be released as they reach adulthood. But when they are so pressed during their formative years and not allowed to develop, uncoiled under proper supervision, when that hour comes for them to be released, if it hasn't been proper, they'll fly off in every direction. And when the pressure is gradually lifted, however, carefully managed, the spring will uncoil but will stand right where it should. Yes, this fifth commandment, it's the guardian of the home. Godless forces are running loose in our world. They're running loose in our society. Many people are sowing the seeds of distrust. They're sowing the seeds of dishonor as well as defiance and disrespect of God and their father and mother. A prime order of business for the Christian is to stabilize the sanctity and the honor of God's laws concerning the home. Friend, let the home be treasured. Let parents be honored. Let children be disciplined. Teach them to learn to respect authority. An authority accepted and respected will lead to a good life. Let intelligent young people join hands and hearts with concerned older people. Together they will be able to slay the dragons of evil that threaten everything that is good and pure and proper before God. Friend, together through Christ, an overwhelming victory will be won for all. The home and the family, if they are lost, society will degenerate. May God grant that the home, marriage, will pay attention to this commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.